This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris made history on Saturday as the first woman to deliver the West Point commencement address. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Harris told the U.S. Military Academy class they graduate into an increasingly unsettled world where longstanding principles are at risk.
Global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America.
The vice president says America has no greater strategic asset than those wearing our uniform.
There is no more noble work than a person can do than to serve our nation in uniform.
4 decades ago, West Point graduated its first class of female cadets. Still, it's made slow progress diversifying its ranks. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republican negotiators are closer to an agreement that would resolve the looming debt crisis, but there's no deal yet with President Joe Biden. McCarthy also says there's no firm timeline for a final compromise that would raise the nation's borrowing limit and avoid a catastrophic default, while also making spending cuts that House Republicans are demanding. House negotiators left the Capitol building after 2 a.m. on Saturday. They returned just hours later. Biden said Friday evening that bargainers were very close. He's continuing to talk with his negotiating team multiple times a day, signing off on offers and counteroffers. India helped inaugurate a long-awaited seaport in western Myanmar this month amid New Delhi's efforts to cope with rival China's growing influence in Southeast Asia and across the Indo-Pacific.